be what it won't. After a while, you'll have an idea what kind of thoughts your particular size mind should be wearing. For one thing, it may save you an extraordinary amount of time trying on ideas that don't suit you, aren't becoming to you. You'll begin to know your true measurements and dress your mind accordingly. Then, all of a sudden, I yawned. What a rude bastard! But I couldn't help it. Mr. Randolini just laughed, though. "Come on," he said, and got up. "We'll fix up the couch for you." I followed him, and he went over to this closet and tried to take down some sheets and blankets and stuff that was on the top shelf, but he couldn't do it with this highball glass in his hand. So he drank it, and then put the glass down on the floor, and then he took the stuff down. I helped him bring it over to the couch. We both made the bed together. He wasn't too hot at it. He didn't tuck anything in very tight. I didn't care, though. I could have slept standing up. I was so tired. "How are all your women?" "They're okay." I was being a lousy conversationalist, but I didn't feel like it. "How's Sally?" He knew old Sally Hayes. I introduced him once. "She's all right. I had a date with her this afternoon." Boy, it seemed like 20 years ago. "We don't have too much in common anymore." "Hell of a pretty girl. What about that other girl, the one you told me about in Maine?" "Oh, Jane Gallagher. She's all right. I'm probably going to give her a buzz tomorrow." We were all done making up the couch then. "It's all yours," Mr. Antolini said. "I don't know what the hell you're going to do with those legs of yours."
"That's all right. I'm used to short beds," I said. "Thanks a lot, sir. You and Mrs. Antolini really saved my life tonight."
"You know where the bathroom is. If there's anything you want, just holler. I'll be in the kitchen for a while. Will the light bother you?"
"No, heck no. Thanks a lot."
"All right. Good night, handsome."
"Good night, sir. Thanks a lot."
He went out in the kitchen, and I went in the bathroom and got undressed and all. I couldn't brush my teeth because I didn't have any toothbrush with me. I didn't have any pajamas either, and Mr. Randolini forgot to lend me some. So I just went back in the living room and turned off this little lamp next to the couch, and then I got in bed with just my shorts on. It was way too short for me, the couch, but I really could have slept standing up without batting an eyelash. I laid awake for just a couple of seconds, thinking about all that stuff Mr. Randolini told me, about finding out the size of your mind and all. He was really a pretty smart guy. But I couldn't keep my goddamn eyes open, and I fell asleep. Then, something happened. I don't even like to talk about it. I woke up all of a sudden. I don't know what time it was or anything, but I woke up. I felt something on my head, some guy's hand. Boy, it really scared hell out of me. What it was Mr. Randolini's hand. What he was doing was, he was sitting on the floor right next to the couch in the dark and all, and he was sort of petting me or patting me on the goddamn head. Boy, I'll bet I jumped about 1,000 feet. "What the hell are you doing?" I said. "Nothing. I'm simply sitting here admiring." "What are you doing anyway?" I said over again. I didn't know what the hell to say. I mean, I was embarrassed as hell. "How about keeping your voice down? I'm simply sitting here." "I have to go anyway," I said. Boy, was I nervous. I started putting on my damn pants in the dark. I could hardly get them on, I was so damn nervous. I know more damn perverts at school and all than anybody you ever met, and they're always being perverty when I'm around. "You have to go where?" Mr. Antolini said. He was trying to act very goddamn casual and cool and all, but he wasn't any too goddamn cool, take my word. "I left my bags and all at the station. I think maybe I better go down and get them. I have all my stuff in them." "They'll be there in the morning. Now go back to bed." "I'm going to bed myself. What's the matter with you?"
"Nothing's the matter. It's just that all my money and stuff's in one of my bags. I'll be right back. I'll get a cab and be right back," I said.
Boy, I was falling all over myself in the dark.
"The thing is, it isn't mine, the money. It's my mother's,
And I... Don't be ridiculous, Holden. Get back in that bed. I'm going to bed myself. The money will be there safe and sound in the morning. No! No kidding! I gotta get going. I really do. I was damn near all dressed already, except that I couldn't find my tie. I couldn't remember where I'd put my tie. I put on my jacket and all without it. Old Mr. Randolini was sitting now in the big chair a little ways away from me, watching me. It was dark and all, and I couldn't see him so hot, but I knew he was watching me all right. He was still boozing, too. I could see his trusty highball glass in his hand. "You're a very, very strange boy." "I know it," I said. I didn't even look around much for my tie, so I went without it. "Goodbye, sir," I said. "Thanks a lot. No kidding." He kept walking right behind me when I went to the front door, and when I rang the elevator bell, he stayed in the damn doorway. All he said was that business about my being a very, very strange boy again. Strange my ass. Then he waited in the doorway and all till the goddamn elevator came. I never waited so long for an elevator in my whole goddamn life, I swear. I didn't know what the hell to talk about while I was waiting for the elevator, and he kept standing there, so I said, "I'm going to start reading some good books. I really am." I mean, you had to say something. It was very embarrassing. "You grab your bags and scoot right on back here again. I'll leave the door unlatched." "Thanks a lot," I say. "Goodbye." The elevator was finally there. I got in and went down. Boy, I was shaking like a madman. I was sweating, too. When something perverty like that happens, I start sweating like a bastard. That kind of stuff's happened to me about 20 times since I was a kid. I can't stand it. 25. When I got outside, it was just getting light out. It was pretty cold, too, but it felt good because I was sweating so much. I didn't know where the hell to go. I didn't want to go to another hotel and spend all Phoebe's dough. So finally, all I did was, I walked over to Lexington and took the subway down to Grand Central. My bags were there and all, and I figured I'd sleep in that crazy waiting room where all the benches are. So that's what I did. It wasn't too bad for a while, because there weren't many people around and I could stick my feet up. But I don't feel much like disgust.